Hey, bitches, bros, and non-binary hoes. This is Ferris. On today's episode, we are going to be discussing the little bit of the supposed final season of Attack on Titan and talking about the spring lineup that we're most excited about. Stay tuned. Welcome back. I hope you all enjoyed Manga Madness. I guess we're going to get in our regular swing of things where we kind of just talk about whatever the fuck we want a little bit.
Honestly.
And today that's going to be Attack on Titan. First and foremost, the fact that it said that it's the final season and they lied. They have broken this last part down into three seasons.
No, I'm going to break it down even more next year, bitch. So watch out. But no, I really thought we were going to get a movie after this season.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, I'm okay with more episodes. I feel like MAPPA needs a whole break and a half. Like, they've been working so hard. I feel so bad. I can't be too bad. I could be grateful, though. You know, we could have not had nothing at all.
I get it. I just can't wait another year. If it was like a 6 month return, I'd be down with that. But a year is far too long. I've started watching it the year that it came out. It's been 10 years. We had to wait 4 or 5 years for the second season. I've waited long enough.
Jeez.
I'm ordering the manga. Actually, I already ordered it, but Amazon fucked me over and sent me an empty package. And it's like, all right. But what's worse is because I bought the last two volumes, 33 and 34, and of course 34 is the one that I got sent. So it's not like I can even fucking read it, and that's literally all I want to do right now. I'm very upset.
Yeah, I've been so pissed. I'm pissed for you, because that's some shiesty shit.
Yeah. So where do we want to start? Do we just want to talk about like our feelings of this? The last couple episodes and everything, and talk about, okay, who wants to start?
I don't mind starting.
So
I feel overall with part two is like we start to see people's true feelings or like truth actually coming out. And, like, people are getting called out for certain shit that they participated in.
Yeah.
And, you know, you realize everybody's flawed, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like towards the last episode, I don't want to go into it a little too much, but I just feel like we get a glimpse of what could have been when everybody was at, like, that tent.
Mm-hmm.
Like, mm-hmm. Partying, and it's just like you see like the genuine happiness in everyone's faces, and it's just kind of like you wish you can hold on to that a little bit longer because they're about to fuck the whole city up.
The whole city, the whole world, bitch.
Fuck the whole world up. And I just kind of feel like I understand Aaron is doing what he has to do for the sake of bettering, like, you know, his life, his livelihood, and the ones that he finds close to him. I don't know. It's depressing when you think about, like, I can't find the actual words. Let's say I'm not an anime analysis or psychologist. I can't tell y'all how, but it's just very... It's just very painful, like, but bittersweet, because it's like it's coming to an end, but it's like I just wish that we could see more of their happiness, because I really my heart was warmed up. I was like, they are just like having so fun, and now I gotta be ruined. Now everybody gotta go bye bye. And
I know they were able to like be kids for once. Like,
yeah,
they haven't been children since they were like what, 10, 12 years old, 10 maybe. Because they signed up for the Survey Corps when they turned 14, and they've been doing this shit since then. So that was nice to see. And I was a little, when the episode started, I was like, oh, really, a flashback episode? Yeah. But we also got to learn so much that it was really appreciated. And you're right, it's very bittersweet. It was so nice to see them be happy, because we, you know, that already happened so few and in between, but within this last season, it was very, very few and in between. There was barely any comedic, you know, beats or anything like that.
Yeah.
There were things that I laughed at, but I don't know if I was supposed to.
Nah, that was like, if you laughed at that, you was laughing because you were right.
There were some, you know, funny moments, I will say. No, like, even though this was
I did laugh a couple times too. Like when Gene started beating up Reiner after he was like, yo, I felt so bad that I killed off Marco. And then he was like, shut up. And he kept going, like, don't forgive me, I'm a terrible person. And then he just started wearing on him. I'd be like, and then Hans was like, Gene, you don't want seconds after he was
oh my god.
No, and that was another thing that I laughed at in that episode was the break card. It was like potato stew that they made this by stealing it nearby ingredients from a nearby village.
I know.
Oh, and said put extra potatoes to make it very fulfilling.
I knew Haji got her whole life making that soup. I just know she did. And she was just like, oh, you know, it's lovely. Everything's just lovely.
Yo,
girl,
but just like in the darkest light, Hanji would make my spirit just light up. In the darkest of nights, yo, she would just make me laugh. Like, I would just love to have her.
Do you remember that episode of Flavor of Love when Goldie was like, so what about the chicken? That chicken.
So what
about
the chicken was lovely.
I feel like that's how Haji was with the soup. And I thought that shit was so funny.
Oh my god. For real. And then these niggas acting like they didn't want no soup, talking about, breaking bread with enemies of war. Forget about it.
It's like nigga, you know damn well you don't agree. Shut your ass up.
Okay. Y'all been out here on a run for mad long. You ain't babe, you ain't eat. You tired? Eat your food, bro, and shut up.
Literally. Let's eat. Like, we ain't gotta be, like, besties at the end of this, you know? Like...
Leave our old curmudgeon ass on. Y'all too loud.
I was laughing at that.
Poor Levi. He just can't win.
But can we talk about they messed up my baby's face? I was like, yo, why did they do that to his face?
Oh, yeah, I know. He's all bandaged up.
That poor baby. He looked like a mummy. I was just like, oh, no. Like, it's bad for you. But not too much.
I think within all of this, we're also learning more about, because we really haven't seen Aaron since he got his hand blown off by Gabby. Yeah. And that was forever ago. Mm-hmm.
But then even as the... But to be honest, you haven't really seen a lot of him the whole time. And then when you are seeing him, he's not saying much. He's just acting. He's not really saying much of anything to anybody. The most we've seen him... talk was those two episodes where he was with Zeke.
In the past.
Yes. So that time where they was walking through the past, and then that time where he that realm with Ymir, the founding titan and whatever.
Yeah.
That's the most you've seen him. So I'm like, yeah, I've seen him talk about his motives or whatever. So it's like, most of the time, he was just a man of few words. Like, he was just around. Mm-hmm. He was just like, take me
here. Yeah, he wasn't our loud, angry guy anymore. He hasn't been that way since season 3, poor thing. But yeah. it gave a chance for everybody else to get flushed out and just to learn about them. And I don't know, just everything sad. Poor Jean obviously has like extreme anxiety, and watching him like cover his ears when he's nervous or stressed.
That's some like PTSD type of shit.
I know. I'd be surprised
if nobody had PTSD. I believe that they all probably have some type of PTSD.
Oh, they have to. Everybody on Paradise has some form of PTSD. And just like Mikasa seeing homegirl who she saved in the first season when they were trying to exit the city and the wall was blocked and the dude was like, y'all need to push my shit in here, and she killed the Titan, and the girl
took her scarf.
Yeah.
Oh my god, Mikasa was so sick. She was like, you took my man's scarf and you need to give it back. She was like, damn,
this girl on her deathbed.
Yeah.
Telling her like
in her stomach. There's shrapnel in my stomach. They won't be able to take it out. Like, I was inspired. I'm here because you inspired me. And the only thing she had to say to that girl was, give me my scarf back.
Mikasa, you is a raggedy bitch. And let me tell you.
Yeah. And I love her down. I really love her. Mm-hmm. But, like, I feel like it's so upsetting to see that sometimes she's so obsessed and just about
too devoted.
She's so obsessed with Eren and devoted to him that sometimes it's like it seems like nothing in the world matters, but it does at the same time. Like, she does care mm-hmm. about other people.
But when
she's in that I only give a fuck about Eren mode, like, that is mm-hmm. it. And I hated how she treated that girl the whole time, because
yeah. No, that was really fucked up.
The first time she talked to the girl, she gave her L. And I'm like,
protege.
Yeah, this is like I feel like life is so hard there. Like meaningful moments would mean so much. And like, just like this small amount of time that you have on this world, you can die any day. The fact that you inspired somebody or you made somebody's life better would have just made me happy just for a little bit. And the fact that she mm-hmm. didn't feel anything from that, that's wild. That was really wild. And then I really felt bad for her in that moment where Armin decides that he's going to have to hurry up and catch up to Connie, which I want to get into.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to get into that in a second. But he's like, I'm about to catch up to Connie because he's about to do something wild. And she's like, well, what should I
do? What did I do?
Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
poor Armin.
He was like,
you know what?
He said, let me pop my shit off, bitch. Because let me tell you something.
Let me pop my shit real quick. And
that's got to be stressful for him, because he's always been the one that, especially Eren and Mikasa specifically, but everybody around them has also used him in this way. That, like, he has all the answers. He's the smart one. He's the sensible. He can make a plan. It's literally fucking chaos right now. What do you want from me?
Yeah, what can I do? Like,
he was like, yo, exactly. Like, you can only do what you can. And in the midst of everything, she's still worrying about this nigga Eren. And he's like, I'm not worried about that nigga at all. I'm not worried about him. She's like, what should I do? Like, and then I feel bad that she doesn't have
any agency.
She doesn't have any sense, not just agency, but sense of direction on mm-hmm. where she should go, regardless. And this is why you never even on some real life shit, you don't invest too much in people, because when that person is gone, it's like, it's gonna be like, where do I go? Who am I?
Mm-hmm. And I feel don't like let that person turn on you either.
Ooh, I mean, and that's what she was, because if she's not listening to Eren, she's listening to Armin, and he's not giving her direction. So what the fuck, what is Mikasa without the two of them?
What is her identity besides her, out of her friends? Like, she's only known as Mikasa, the strong, badass fighter.
And she's like, listen, I kill, I don't think. I get that. But, like, sometimes.
I be that.
Sometimes it's like, girl, you got to get it together. Yeah. And then a situation like that, why didn't you just think, well, I'm coming with you? And then I was like, what? She was like, what do I do? First of all, she was only worried about that scarf. That's what she wanted to do. She was like, first and foremost, I need to get my scarf.
Funky scarf.
But after that, what do I do? Like, and I'm like, yo, like, you just didn't, you wouldn't think, like, I mean, I'm glad that she didn't go with him, because then, you know, that gave her leverage to, like, come out with the different plan that they did, but mm-hmm. still.
Yeah.
You know, like, that was a lot. That was a lot. And then, girl. And then at the same time, Connie is, like, having
a breakdown.
Mm-hmm. And he's fighting with his morality. He's just like, yo, like, I don't want to murder this kid, but I want my family.
I want my mom back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry,
I
that was
kill
fucked
you.
Up.
I just missed my mom.
And then I was laughing though. I was laughing because then the boy, all of a sudden, his amnesia gone. All of a sudden,
Falco been going through it. He been grabbed, slapped with a bottle,
pistol whipped, like,
turned into a titan, snatched, all kinds of shit. Awful. And then his crush didn't even like respond to his confession.
But also, the poor chap in a time where it's like, why? How could I even think about love right now? We in the middle of a war. I could die. You could die. Like, we're in enemy territory. Well, how could I even think about saying, yeah, I love you, let's get married? Like, what are you
doing? Yeah, Gabby's like, bitch, I'm dropping bodies out here. What the fuck are you doing?
The original sassy shooter.
Yes, OG sassy shooter. I believe
like,
it.
What are you she doing? Don't miss. And she's like, I'm following you, baby. Like,
I cannot. No.
Yo.
But yeah, Connie was really like going through it. I'm just glad
Connie was tripping.
Yo, he said, "Could you come up here? I really gotta brush its teeth, man." Like, what? Brush its teeth? And not him being so stupid that he said, yeah, sure, I guess we could go do it. Like, come on.
Well, you really fell for that. I was like, God damn it, Falco. Like, why would you fall for that? But, you know.
Because Falco don't know no better. He literally doesn't.
He really doesn't. And I was like, that poor baby, Connie. And I don't know if he did like a what would Sasha do type thing, or like ask Sasha what he should do. And I was just like, Sasha would tell you to not do that. Like, y'all probably go out.
She would be like, I think we should have a snack first and then see how we feel and see if you still want to do that.
Okay. Y'all responsible for this little boy.
Yeah, and then Armin stopped that whole thing from happening.
Yo, honestly, if Armin got ate by his mother, I literally would have had a heart attack. Like, I
was ready about to start crying.
I was about to shit on myself, honestly. I was like so scared.
The way Armin is constantly like sticking his neck out for niggas, like it's too much. It's too much. I'm like, not you about to kill yourself for this kid you don't even know.
He a real one.
Which is why I never understood why people don't like Armin. And I know people always say that he's whiny. It never came off as whiny to me. It came off more as just like nervous and concerned, which I think is a valid feeling in the situations that they are. And although he might not be a good like Titan slasher, he steps in and is able to help however he can. He saved Jean's life before. Like, I've never understood that.
I don't like the Armin slander either, to be honest. I definitely don't like the Armin slander either.
He's very strategic, and it works out for him. And
he's also a little manipulative.
Yeah, he could be using them white women tears.
Okay, yes. and do it really well. That moment where Yelena had them locked up, And he started crying, and he was like, I am so moved. I really believe that for a second. I was like, did he lose his shit real quick? Like, what?
Yes.
That's why she was looking at him like that. She was like, I know what you did, nigga. You ain't slick.
You crafty bitch. You crafty motherfucker. That's what she wanted to say.
And so then, then we got Annie and, you know, with the stew, where they decided to join forces to stop Aaron from committing genocide. And we got that fight on the bay, which we talked about that in our pre-talk. But yeah, so we got some armored Titan and female Titan battle action. That episode was so
crazy.
Just high energy.
Yes, I agree. Blood was flying.
Female flesh was flying.
Oh,
flesh,
my God.
Arms, limbs, brain matter.
Everything. Annie's, I didn't pay too much attention to the female Titan. I was like, oh, shit, it's like a big bitch that could fight. Like, love to see it. But seeing her female Titan now, I'm just like, she fine. Like, she's hot.
Yo, Ty in this monster fucker thing has
I think I have a monster kink, honestly. Like, I don't know, like, niggas with eye patches now is just monsters. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's something ugly. I don't know. Gotta have an eye patch or something. Like,
gotta be something a little off.
Yeah.
That one thing that bothered me about that fight, though, is that, like, they were all that, like, Reiner and Annie are kicking people, flinging people, which is just so rude and disrespectful, but I get it. And I'm like, why don't y'all just pick them up and put them on the boat so they're closer to the plane? Like, that is in the capabilities of what y'all can do. Literally. Just scoop them and plop them. But, I mean, we got all the action, so I guess that's okay. And in the midst of that, because they have been fighting so long, I know that I don't know, like, the longevity on the armor Titan, but his armor was breaking, and Annie was getting tired, too. Yeah. And the cart Titan is not good for combat.
No.
When Falco was like, I can do it. And they were like, Peek said, no, the first time's always bad. So he's sitting up here with a nail, like, stabbing his hand, trying to transform. And I forgot what triggered it. What ended up happening? Did it kind of just, like, happen, or?
He ran off. Yeah, it just happened. Yeah. He ran off, and then the next thing you see is that he saved the other two Titans, Annie and Reiner, from being finished off, basically. So you don't actually see him
transform. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I like his jaw Titan design.
His jaw Titan is great.
Yeah. It's
that
gorgeous.
Animation, I was like, holy shit. Like, and I was like, I already knew the girls was gonna be like, ooh, hear me out. I'm like, no, I'm not listening.
I'm not listening. No, I'm not listening.
That boy is 12. Like, I myself, I know. Mm-mm, not listening. Not listening.
But no, but I really like his jaw Titan design.
It's great.
So they get the little plane. And Shadis, and I can't remember the Marley's general's name. I can't remember that right now.
I can't remember either.
They basically hold up in the ship that they would use to get to Marley and blow that bitch up and kill themselves along with it. And I think they felt comfortable doing so because of the parts that they've played. They've built these child soldiers that are having to deal with this now. And also, Flop gets fucking shot.
Yeah, Flop got, he got dropped. Good for him.
As they were I'm sorry. They were like... I was sick of him since the moment I met that man, and I was just like, good.
Flock has always irked my goddamn nerves. Yeah, that being said, he really did make my ass itch. But like his speeches didn't hit like Irwin's did, but they did hit a little bit. And they were like, we're gonna let you have your main character moment for 2 seconds.
Yeah, we're gonna let you come. Yeah, you cute or whatever. You able to have, but yeah, you
gonna get that little bitch. Gabby came, pop, down. Yeah.
I got my whole life. I was like, yes, Gabby.
Sis don't miss.
She don't. She don't. She been shooting since she had came out the womb. Like, she's certified. She's street certified.
Oh, his name is Theo McGuff.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel bad for that moment. Yeah, like, I just, like, the whole guilt suicide thing, like, I just, I didn't understand it. I'm like, why blow yourself up when you could save them, essentially? But, like, just blowing up the ship in general, like, I was like, damn, they didn't. But then, you know, at the same time, I guess it was, like, he was trying to think quick. And, you know, they just didn't want them to catch up to them.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, but there was no thunder spears. Some extra ones laying around that y'all could have just took the
ball and picked up. And...
Do you think they, like, you know, took their own lives when seeing all this happen? And, like, you know, it's like, I used to train you guys, and, you know, y'all have grown up to be like these, I wouldn't say fine soldiers, but, like, you know, y'all grew up. So it's like, you know, and they're probably like, I've been fighting forever, so I don't want to do this shit no more. I feel like,
I mean, that's exactly what Shada said. He was like, listen, I've been looking for a good reason to die. That's literally what he said.
Yeah, so I was thinking that. I was like, maybe he's just like, you know, he said, I've done it, been there, done that. Like, I can't continue, like, watching all this shit anymore, so I'm exiting.
Also, I know Mans is tired. Because, like,
it's exhausting to live in that state of fear and panic every day of your life.
Yeah.
Like,
absolutely.
It is. Like, I'm sorry. I wouldn't be set up. I don't know if I was in the world of Attack on Titan. I don't know what I would be. I feel like maybe I would dedicate myself to being like medical team or something like that.
I was
going to
say medical team.
But I don't think I could be a regular citizen because I don't like the... I would feel not secure in the world, pretty much.
Yeah.
And I don't think I could be a soldier because I don't want to die.
Honestly, I ain't fighting for my life out there for no niggas. No, I'm good.
They're like, girl, this is not Kingdom Hearts. I don't, the power of Earth is not going to save me.
Okay.
Like,
say that shit.
So, the next episode, which, okay, that's why I got confused because it was a week break. And then, was episode 87, The Dawn of Humanity, and that's the final episode. Which was a flashback episode, and it was really sweet. We got to see the kids, like, well, there's a lot of stuff. So when they get there, you know, they're astounded. They've never seen a car before. They're like, is that a cow? And, like, they go to chase it down, and Levi tells, I'll always forget how to say it, so I'm just going to say onion coupon, Oyo coupon. he's like, onion you need coupon. To stop them. Yeah, you need to stop them before they try to feed it carrots. And he says, they wouldn't do that. He's like, oh, my God, they're buying carrots.
Oh, my God. Typical, yes. I think my favorite was when Sasha had ice cream for the first time. And I was cute.
It was so nice to see Sasha again.
It was. I missed her.
That's and a cute thing, girl. In the midst of them, like, kind of just standing around and trying to figure out stuff, this young boy pickpockets Sasha, and the crowd becomes aware of it. And they're like, oh, you know, these immigrants are coming in and doing this. They're like, oh, he's probably a subject of Ymir. We should chop his hands off. It's like, you know, stuff like that. And so Levi's like, I just said that that wasn't his. I didn't say that he stole it. And so they basically run away.
The way Levi ran off with that kid, it was so cute.
That boy about almost the same size as him.
Literally. They're both munchkins, but they're so cute.
So I can't remember if they went to like the quote unquote town hall meeting where they were talking about blood tests and whatnot. Did that happen before the party or after the party?
It happened before the party because while that happens, I guess Aaron stepped out.
Aaron stepped out.
Mikasa was like, oh my God, where's my man at? Like, I gotta find my man. Yeah. Like, and so I guess she chased after him and they had like a whole, like, you know, tender moment, I guess. But here's what blew the fuck out of me. And I'm just
like, let's go.
I'm about to bitch for a minute. Okay. So it's the perfect opportunity. Sunset, right? Aaron over there. Mikasa
looking fine.
Yeah. Aaron looked good. And then Mikasa looked good. I just hated that fucking hat she had on. That hat pissed me off. But that's not what I wanted to get into. It's the fact that Aaron was laying it out on a line
and literally
asked her, what do you see in me? Or what are we? What am I to you? Yes. And Mikasa just looked stuck on stupid. And I was like, bitch, here is your fucking chance. You could tell him how you really feel. And this bitch had the nerve to say, your family. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Did you just friend zone Aaron Yeager like this?
Family zone. Family zone.
So disrespectful. And I was just like, Mikasa, you've been sitting here with that funky ass scarf around your neck your whole fucking life. And you've been riding or dying for this man. And he's family. I'm sorry. It's a cop out for me. And I want her head right now because you just pissed, you as an Aquarius woman, you pissed me off. You pissed me off so bad. And that's all I had to say. I had to get that out of my system because I was so pissed. I said, I don't even want to watch this fucking shit no more. Like, cut this shit off.
Damn.
Got that funky scarf around your neck. All the
minutes. I was so excited when it was happening too. I'm like, oh shit, like, oh,
this was the moment. Like, oh, I was so mad. All these fan arts of them making out and then being married and what? Pack it on up, y'all. Pack it on up, bitch. Yeah, pack it on up. That dream is over with.
Well, in the midst of the not so much, but also, like, do you think Aaron just wanted to see what she would say? Do you think he was testing her?
That could be a possibility.
Yeah, because he seemed to be doing that.
Yeah, for sure.
I think he wanted to, like, see, like, if Mikasa has, like, her, I guess, like, her sense of identity, I guess, without Aaron. That's probably why he asked, so.
Yeah. Do you think if she would have said, like, I see you as a lover, that would he have done something different? Or let them in on the plan? But no, because he would know that they would want to stop him.
Yeah.
Because I also think he didn't want to be stopped, and that's why he didn't tell them. And I think he also was like, in case of whatever happens, like, I don't want them to get in trouble. So if I insult them and beat up on, like, when it comes down, nobody thinks that they were the ones involved.
No, I feel it. I feel that.
But after that not so confession, one of the refugees from the camp comes up bearing gifts, some like I don't know if it was liquor in that tea or not, but he was just like, here, drink. And so then they go to the tent, and it's a party, and it was just so nice to see everybody. God. Like,
they were popping bottles.
They were popping bottles. They was dancing.
They was having a good time.
And they were having a great time.
I really like seeing that. Oh, if only we can have more moments like that. But
also, like, when everybody passed out, like, Armin, Mikasa, and Aaron were all next to each other, of course. But then, like, Gene is under Aaron's leg. Like, he was trying to be a part of the cuddle puddle, and Aaron was like, no, get like, back. Nah,
bitch. Yeah. No, sir. And then you see Sasha in the corner throwing up.
Throwing up.
It was so fun. I was like, oh, my baby got so lit. Puddle thing.
And so after that, we kind of get a little bit of more exposition of seeing what Aaron was thinking, because at one point there's a part where he's just standing somewhere by himself and he's crying. And what it seems like it's insinuating is that he's debating on what he needs to do, because because of the Attack Titan powers, and because he touched Historia's hand with the founding, he knows what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. So we have to keep that in mind. It's not like, I don't think that Aaron wants to commit global genocide, but he's seen the outcome of what will happen, and he's like, it has to be done. Otherwise, you know, because if it doesn't, it's a good... what's happening right now with the parody situation is going to continue to happen. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what a lot of people don't understand. And I've seen people being like, oh, if you're a Jaegerist, you're a fascist. And I don't know if it's because...
That's a little extreme.
Very I know.
Especially
people are wilding. People are wilding on the internet about this shit. It's crazy.
And it makes TikTok
do the now.
Yeah, they really do, especially with the what did you call that word for your basically anti-Jewish? If you watch the show,
that's anti-Semitic.
Yeah, like, and I'm like, come on now. And then two, I don't like how they're like, you're saying you're fascist. Like, first of all, you guys, they put these people on an island and then surrounded them with monsters who are basically literally
who are their family. Yeah.
Literally. So you turn my kin into monsters, put me inside on an island surrounded by a wall for the rest of my life to basically cage me in like an animal my whole life. And so basically you can kill me off when you want.
When you want to. And like, it's sad. It's like, fucked up. It's beyond sad. It's fucked up.
Is as a fascist person, if anything, like, I feel, maybe there was a different way he could go about it, but I feel like, one, he's traumatized and young and reckless. Like,
mm-hmm.
I just feel like he got in his feelings and was like, and just went to the extreme. I don't think that it's like, but he's inherently a bad person because he did
that. No, and I feel like that's what this last episode showed. Like, with everything that we had been shown, is that like, oh, Aaron was this master manipulator. This boy is sad and fucking scared, and this is the only thing. It's like it's being shown to him over and over again. Like, who knows what his dreams look like? And it's like, this is what I have to do. There's no other way. And I completely understand that, because Marley already called war upon Paradis, trying to wrangle everybody else in the world. Even though Willie Tiber, before he died, he did tell like the truth, which is very appreciated. And I think he knew what was going to happen, and that's why he did that. I feel like he really knew. He was like, they're about to try some shit. But, you know, everybody thinks that it's these evil people, and they don't even know that the king that moved them there wiped their fucking memories. So these people are being attacked, and they don't know why. These people are hated, and they don't know why. Now, how is that fair? How is that fair? No, I'm not saying that he's right for doing it, but what I am saying is that I understand it and that I agree that there literally is no other solution than what he's doing right now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Because if he didn't, let's say he didn't kill everybody else is going to want to kill him. He could fight just Marley. He could fight just Marley and take them out. But everybody else will still say, you know, we got to kill them, especially with the way Marley framed them. To see like that guy, I forgot his name, who very first episode did a speech, got killed, with the blonde hair.
The very first season?
Very first episode of the fourth season, second part.
Oh, okay. Willie Tiber, I think that's who you're talking
about. No, she said this. Okay. All right.
Yes. Yes. So, yeah, that Tiber, that guy Tiber. Mm-hmm. Made an announcement to the whole world, basically the leaders of the whole world, like, and framed them as people who were literally mass murderers, like neglecting the fact that y'all did that. Like,
nothing says just taking accountability like blaming somebody else.
That part.
And I think that's the whole point in the series, is that humans are going to be humans, and that we're flawed, and that we don't have the answers. And unfortunately, the only like successful things that we've come up with is killing each other. I have a problem with this person. Let me make sure they don't exist, and that problem won't exist anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so within, yeah, we see conversations that he had with Zeke saying, like, oh, do Ackermans, are they likely to have headaches? And he's like, no, there's something in their blood that triggers when they, you know, find their person that they want to protect. So that means Aaron made that completely up about Mikasa. What else was shown? Him talking to Flock about what they actually planned on doing, not going on with the sterilization. And then what I'm really interested in is his conversation with Historia, where he was like, you know, this is what it is. And she's like, well, I don't really want you to do that. And he's like, they're going to force you to have babies because of your royal bloodline. Yep. And, you know, blah, 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 this and that. So, you know, they're going to turn you into a Titan and make you have babies. And she was like, well, what if I get pregnant before that? And then we see the rumbling happen. There's a line of ships, big ships with guns. They're shooting all the colossal titans. They eating those shits. And then
they're like, nope.
But then they go under the water, fucking swim, which is a terrifying sight. I do not want to see a colossal titan underwater swimming. No. And they go under the ships in the steam. They didn't even touch the people. The steam from them burned all of them, made That's the boats crazy. Explode. And then they made it to land, and we get a better look at Aaron's founding Titan. And then that's pretty much the end of the episode. And now we gotta wait till next year.
Founding Titan is a scary sight.
It's like, so
it's jarring. I was like, this is nightmare fuel if I've ever seen it. Like, scared me. But overall, I felt like the episode had me just speechless, because I was like, I want more, but I know I have to wait until 2023, and it's not right. But, you know,
I'm reading it. I can't wait.
I've been anime only for so long. Like, I kind of just want to, like, be surprised. So
I feel that. I feel that.
Same.
I feel like but I'm not in a rush to, like, buy the mangas, because I know they're going to be there forever. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah,
I'm going to wait.
Because
if I buy the manga.
Go ahead. Yeah. any predictions or theories?
Aaron just about to go crazy. I know that for a fact. He's just about to turn loose.
To be honest, I've gotten spoiled on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
So I feel like I know how it ends, but I don't at the same time, because there's no context behind what I've seen. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to go with he has a change of heart and he doesn't get to go through with the rumbling and killing the whole world.
Okay.
Huh. All right. Maybe he has a change of heart and he decides that, you know what, maybe I did fuck up and I'm going to reverse this somehow. But I'm not quite sure how that would even happen.
Yeah, I don't know.
I one predicament that I have is that somehow Falco's gonna eat Aaron and get the Titan. And the reason that I say that is because in the first episode of the finals, allegedly final season, was when he was laying on the ground in the pit and was like, oh, I was having a dream that I was on like some, you know, I was flying through trees. And we know that the Attack Titan, once, you know, if you have that, you're going to see past things, I think, regardless if you, if you've eaten it or not or something like that. It's something like that. It's some weird time continuum. So that's one predicament. One theory that I have that I've been thinking this whole time, that is Aaron's baby in Historia.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah,
oh.
That is his child.
You think ooh, that Aaron was fucking Historia on the side?
I think Aaron was fucking Historia. I think that's his baby. No. Because the way that they brought it up was weird. And then the fact that she told him, like, well, what if I got pregnant? And he was probably like, well, who gonna do that? And she was like,
I don't know. You nigga die. Like,
no, I really think that's his baby.
That's, ooh.
Girl.
Yeah. I, like, no comment. I don't know. I'm just too, that's, I wouldn't say that you're not wrong. Because I may be a possibility, but that's just shocking.
a lot of the things that I've predicted, they've been right, but in a wrong way. Like, I thought that Connie and Jean were going to get Titans because of the lights in the second opening. But I was partially right about that because Armin did inherit a Titan. And I was right about time being a thing because of what Aaron Kruger said that one time, and that was like, that was that just got explained with like the past, and then we find out like the other power that the Attack Titan has, and like just the way when they said that she was pregnant earlier in the season and then her telling him that idea, I think that's his fucking baby.
To be honest, I it's so good, but it's also too crazy. Like, it's like, I don't want that. I don't want it. I don't want that because Aaron is so one-track minded that I don't see him feeling the need that he had doing that. To be honest, like, in order to get to his goal, he didn't have to be the one to put it in her. If anything, I feel like it would complicate things more if he did. I don't see for him to get where he needed to be or for her to be safe in any way. I don't, you know, it could have been anybody. And I think that's why Farmer Boy was sufficient enough.
She was fucking on a Farmer Boy. Oh my goodness. Sorry. I remember. Wow. Historia, you out here fucking old McDonald? Wow.
Shut up. No, I think that's Aaron, baby. I'm calling it.
Okay.
Then, you know what? And I'm wondering.
I'm willing to bet money. I'm willing to bet money.
All right. How much all money? Right.
20.
All right. Okay.
We're going to see. But next year, though.
Okay.
I heard her, y'all.
I'll bet you $23 in 2023.
Okay.
facts. Cause you can't. I was like, nah, Aaron not messy like that. Put a baby in Astoria before a Mikasa? Oh my
God. She gonna be sliding down the wall, sobbing. She gonna be sick.
She's gonna be shitting tears because, oh my goodness.
Nah, don't do her like that.
Girl, she did it to herself, being all over that boy. Only to say, oh, you're family to me. Girl, fuck you. Like,
girl, fuck you. All right, that's it for Attack on Titan, quote unquote, final season. We will get back to it in 2023.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
It's up in the air now. Oh my goodness. But shout out to the author. He's probably on vacation, like, finally, I ain't gotta think about this shit no more. Turning my phone off. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Popping bottles, taking a nap.
As Tiana said, I'm out here. He said his new, was it the director or was it him for his New Year's resolution? He was like, I don't wanna work. No, I think it was him.
Yeah, as he should not.
I would love to see another series written by him, though. I really hope he just doesn't do a one and done on us. Like, I need more storytelling like that from that man.
I agree. Maybe he will put out something after, you know, the Attack on Titan shit just, I wouldn't say
dies down. Calms down.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, like, you know, give him a break. Let him get his artistic juices flowing again for something else.
Mm-hmm. Let him pop some happy pills and drink some wine and call it day.
Okay, sit on his money a little bit. Give the calluses on his fingers a break.
Next segment will be Spring 2022 lineup.
Yay. All right.
So exciting.
All right.
Welcome back. Welcome back. So now, what we've all been waiting for is anime coming out this spring season 2022.
Yay!
So tell me everything you've been watching that just started this season, things that you're looking forward to watching this season. And yeah, let's get into it. Things that are returning, things that are new to you. What you guys looking forward to, guys?
Spy Family, hands down. I'm looking forward to it.
That was a given.
That was already a given.
It stole my heart.
Yes. I even asked on Twitter, like, you know, what spring animes are we excited to see? And everybody's saying Spy Family, so.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad that people are giving it love already. Mm-hmm. I enjoy reading the manga, and so I'm excited to see how that would be animated. I'm sure a lot of the gags will play off really well too, so.
Yes.
That's something that would translate really well into anime. You don't have to do too much.
Yeah, I loved how well received it is. And then I also want to make a bet, and also a bet, that Anya Forger will be best girl for next year.
For next Country Roll Awards.
Yep, I call it. That's my girl. All
right. I see that.
Mm-hmm. That's my girl, Miss Anya.
I'm not going to go against you just yet because I haven't watched anything else yet. And you got to remember, when does the Crunchyroll Awards come out again? In the spring, right?
Yeah.
I think it's winter.
It's like between December and January, I believe.
Okay. She's going to have a lot of competition for the full animes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, I'm going to have to see because...
Don't take it back.
No, I'm going to have to see. I'm just still at the top. Babe, I'm still at the top. She's going to eat it up, period. But I'm going to have to see who her competition is. Probably, like, you know, slide some pebbles down on the ground, help they break their legs so they don't win.
Showgirl style.
Yo.
Yeah.
I'm dead. No, because for real, I've been looking forward to the fall anime all year because I'm like, I don't know, man. I don't know. But I do love Anya to death, so I'm rooting for her.
Me too. With my baby. What about you guys? What are you guys excited to see?
Rising of the Shield Hero second season started today, actually. Mm-hmm. I haven't watched it yet. I'm going to watch it. I wouldn't say that I'm necessarily excited about it, but I am invested in it. And it's a isekai, and this guy gets swooped in, and he just so happens to... and it's weird because some of the other people that are isekai'd with him are from different years. I think he's from, like, maybe 2006 or something like that, if I remember correctly. Because when I was watching it, I was like, this is just okay. But it got better as it went along. But he's a nerd, and so he's really good at, like, stats and stuff. There's, like, the battling system is very close to, like, I guess, a RPG. But the hero that he is chosen to be is the shield hero, and everybody hates him. I forget for what reason. So his whole motive is like, instead of like, he's a little grimy, but that's because he kind of has no choice but to be. Like, you know, he wanted to do things the best way. He wanted to be included, but everybody would exclude it. So he's like, all right, bet, fuck y'all. He's a nigga about his money. And like the thing that I don't like is that it's looking more like it's turning into a harem, and I don't really want to fucking watch another isekai harem, and especially because the two bitches he got with him are pretty much kids. He has this girl who is like a chicken, like a chocobo from Final Fantasy, and she's little. And then he saved this slave girl who's like a raccoon girl. Her name is Reptalia. And because of her race, the more she levels up, the older she looks. So he got her when she was about 5. But because he's leveled her up so much, she looks about 16. And now this is the weird part. Because he's been, like, everybody else around him sees her as a 16-year-old, but he was looking at her like she was a 5-year-old, and then something happened, and he's like, oh, you're older now. I'm like, why y'all gotta do that? So that's, like, my gripe about it, but I'm gonna watch it. Spy Family. And another that I'm excited about is another, I say I don't like isekai, but I have two on the fucking list, so I'm a fucking liar, I guess, is Ascendance of a Bookworm. It's such a cute series. Have y'all seen it at all?
I've never heard of that before.
Oh my God, it's so sweet, and there's like really sad, tender moments. So Ascendance of a Bookworm is another isekai about a girl. She was a huge nerd before she died, and she gets sent to this like medieval fantasy land, but the family, like the world that she's in, like only rich people can afford books, and that's all she likes. She was a librarian or something, and that's all she wants to do is read. So this poor girl is just trying to do what she can to read. Like, she learns how to make her own paper. She learns how to write. She like joins a religion just so she can get close to books, but she's also really sick and she's dying. So yeah, it's really sweet, really cute, very wholesome. I didn't finish the second season, but now that I know that there's a third season coming out, because I was kind of worried, I'm like, because nobody talks about it, but yeah, I'm gonna jump back into that. So those are the ones that I'm most excited about so far. What about you, Crimson?
Oh, well, I mean, nobody talks about it, but loyal fans like you keep it alive.
Oh, thank you.
That sounds good. That sounds like something I would read. Things that I'm excited about. So Mobile Suit Gundam, Iron Blooded Orphans is getting a remake. It says special edition. I'm not quite sure what that means, but just give it to me because I love that shit. I'm not even a hardcore Gundam fan. It's just this particular one that just does it for me. Like, I do like Gundam, but it's this one that just really does it for me. I love it to death. So there's 300 years have passed, like, since, like, the big Calamity War. I don't know if you've watched Gundam. You know that the Calamity War was, like, a really big conflict between Earth and the other outer space colonies, like Mars and all the other things. So now that Earth is ruled by, like, these four, I believe, economic, like, hierarchies, they basically use people, the citizens of Earth, as, like, I guess, slaves, to be honest. Like, these children are basically the inhabitants of Earth. Like, they're used children as war pieces, basically. These children are put, basically, literally plugged into machines to do labor. Like, they have little jacks on their backs that allow them to be plugged into these machines. And horrified by the living conditions of, and it's not Earth, I'm sorry, it's Mars. So horrified by the, you know, what people on Mars have to deal with, you know, this woman decides, she's what basically part of, like, royalty of the hierarchies of these planets. I think her name is Cordelia. She decides, you know what, I don't like what you guys are doing. I'm here to stick up for these people so you don't exploit these children anymore. And so it follows this group of kids who basically overthrew their slave masters, pretty much.
Ooh.
And became like mercenaries, not even mercenaries, but like they just became like a group for hire. Because I hate saying mercenaries because it's like they're not like out here literally just trying to kill for money.
Kill everybody.
But
yeah.
They will if they have to, but that's not really the thing. They just want to become like, you know, a group for hire that people could depend on and stuff so they can just make a living. They're just trying to survive out here. And they basically take the task of trying to protect her while she, you know, goes on this political run to improve the planet. And it's really good. Like, this just has to be like the best Gundam ever. Like, it just is.
Oh wow.
I don't think I've watched that one. I can't remember which one that I watched that was on Toonami, but because you know how I feel about Mecha. But now because I enjoy Attack on Titan so much, I think I should go back and watch the Mecha that I refuse to watch. Because Attack on Titan is just skin Mecha.
I feel like, I feel you. I understand why people are strayed around from Mecha. If you're not somebody who's like, if you don't want to watch robots fighting, that's not going to be like appealing to you. But also Mecha has like a lot of political background behind it most of the time, that it's like when I was younger, I wasn't into Mecha either. Like, I was just like, get in the robot and shut the fuck up. Like, I was watching Gundam, but I was also like, shut up, y'all talking too much. I wasn't able to enjoy it for like what it was. It wasn't until I was older that I started liking Mecha more. I mean, and it's weird because it's like, you say you don't like Mecha, but you like Evangelion. You know, that's Mecha.
I haven't watched it.
You haven't watched it at all? I made up that conversation where you said you liked it. That's crazy.
Yeah. I share a lot of memes from it, but I don't know what's going on.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I'm like, I swear. Like, but okay. I mean, if you haven't watched that, I feel like that's something that you would watch, especially because you like Attack on Titan so much. Mm. I really feel like you should watch that. Like,
I am. I want to watch it, and I want to watch the original dub, not the one that's on Netflix. So I need to find that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, go ahead and do that. Also, like, the movies do a pretty good job.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, like, I would, I mean, if you don't want to sit through the whole series and you just want to watch the movies, then I would say that the movies do okay, but they do change the story a little bit. I think if you really want to submerge yourself,
get the whole thing, watch the show. Yeah, I'm gonna watch. I'll watch the show.
Yeah.
What other spring series are you excited for?
Something that I'm also going with, something I've already seen, is Tiger and Bunny. I don't know if you guys seen that before.
I haven't. I've heard of it, but I don't know what it is.
What's so, it about? Tiger and Bunny. All right, so there's a city and called like Sternbild, and people have these special abilities, and they're called Next. So they use their powers mostly like for like the superheroes, like they use their powers for good, obviously, and then you know the villains use their powers for bad to try to conquer the city. However, but a unique, they have like an organized group of people who regularly like appear on like Hero TV. Kind of think about My Hero Academia, but mm-hmm. like people in like suits. So yeah, it's another mecha suit.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But then their powers don't really come from the suits. It comes from them. So okay. There's this one dude called Wild Tiger, like he's a veteran and he's always on the Hero TV and people really seem to kind of like him, but also he's like a loner. And then there's this other dude named Bunny, and Bunny is like, everybody likes him because he's just that nigga that's always put together. And mm-hmm. so for somehow like these two people, like this really outgoing guy and the like really stern put together dude comes together, and they're like two different people, but they're a team, and they like each other and they don't. It's just like, I just like the dynamic of the two. Mm-hmm. And you know saving the city and doing all other stuff. It's really lighthearted. It's not like Mobile Suit Gundam at all.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm thinking like there was about to be some deep shit going on. Like,
no, it's not. I wish I could. I don't want to get into it without. I mean, there is like serious things that happens, but I would be spoiling if I got into it. Like, but it is worth a shot. Like, if you want to put it on, just to like have something like in the background or watch something while you're cleaning or something, you'll enjoy yourself.
Is this the second season that's coming out, or?
Yes.
Okay.
And then my next two I have not seen at all. So first one is Vampire in the Garden. And this is supposed to be about like vampires and humans used to live in at this time anymore, and now a girl and a vampire queen is trying to search for a paradise where vampires and humans could live together. You know, I love vampires.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks absolutely amazing. The art looks cute. Wit Studio did it. So
okay,
I want to give it a try because they did a type of fight-in and Vinland Saga. Everybody seems to like those things. So I'm like, you know what? If they pick this up, then it has to be okay. And then this other one called Bastard Heavy Metal Dark Fantasy. It's gonna
What a title. Is that a light novel? Was it from a light novel? That no, sounds it was like from a light manga, novel.
Actual.
Oh.
It's a super old manga though. Like it looks it was drawn in like 80s style. And I actually have it on my like to read list. So when I seen that it had an anime coming out, I'm like, whoa, why don't I just do that? Yeah, like why go through reading it when I could do this? And I mean, it honestly, it just looks like really campy. And I think I like the whole like aesthetic of it at all, you know? Mm-hmm. So online, my anime list summary says the kingdom of Metallicana is under attack from the four lords of Havoc. This party of villains, Ninja Master Gaara, Deadly Thunder Empress, Nej Arceus, and cold and calculated Kao Su, and an enigmatic dark priestess, Abigail, will stop at nothing to get what they want, even if it leaves utter destruction in their wake. High Priest Geo is desperate to save this kingdom and its people. He unleashes the mighty wizard, Dark Schneider, a map who used to be an ally of the villains. Unfortunately, Dark Schneider has his own plans in mind. Will he stop the Four Lords of Havoc or join them in their quest of the world? Dark Schneider has to be the dude on the main cover, but it's so funny because it's like every time I see any pics of this thing, it's always like a dude, really buff, long-haired dude with like a naked bitch on him, and I'm just right. like, you know what?
Right.
Yeah. It's just it's interesting. It just looks interesting to me. I'm like, well, this might be like weirdly perverse and like funny and campy. So I'm gonna watch this just for the fuck of it. It can't be as bad as a lot of the things I've seen, honestly.
Could be worse.
It could be worse. It could be. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited about that. And yeah, I think that's all I've got so far. I agree that I want to watch Spy Family when it comes out. And things that have already come out, I know we talked about this a little earlier, but I do want to see Kotaro Lives Alone. I think that that would be interesting, an interesting watch.
Yeah.
Spring season don't be giving us a lot.
It really doesn't. I feel like with all the madness that fall and winter gives us, it's just like spring is like, all right, we're going to tone it down with some wholesome stuff, wholesome fun.
Yeah. It feels like you get the softer things in the spring.
And that's okay.
Yeah, it is.
I'm sorry.
I don't need to be stressed out all the time.
Yeah, no. Who wants that? You know?
Yeah, like, I just feel like winter was really, like, everything in the winter that I watched was very heavy.
Yeah. It was a lot.
Very heavy. And I'm like, and everything that I wanted to watch was really heavy. Like, and I was just like, this is a lot between like the Platinum End, then we had Demon Slayer, then we had Attack on Titan.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wanted to watch 86, but like my brain was fried. And I'm like, maybe not do that.
Maybe not.
Maybe not. No. I don't know. I wasn't really. And then Ranking of Kings, 86.
I want to see it, but maybe not right now. And for the longest, like, I've been wanting to watch Boruto, which is also coming out again in the spring.
Or it's
continuing in the spring.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I just, it's crazy. Like, I want to give Boruto a chance, but the way, like, it's going, like, I don't know.
Have you started it at all? Or are you? Okay.
I have not. I mean, I'm watching it vicariously through everybody else on Twitter because
that's like, kind of what I do with it. And I pop in for episodes that look really interesting.
Yeah, like people
just,
are
just
popping,
to see
like,
what's up,
putting the stuff up, and I'm like, okay, well, I'm gonna watch these fight scenes and this show, or like people will put like a whole 10-12 minute video up on Facebook in these groups and stuff, and we go on rants about what happened in the episode. So it's like I watched it, even though that never happened. But I don't, it seems very interesting. I like the fight scenes. It's giving what Naruto used to give, kind of, in terms of like fight scenes and stuff. I'm not talking about the story.
Yeah, the fight scenes are really, really nice. Really, really nice.
I think my only thing that's stopping me from watching Boruto is that I was on a Naruto rewatch.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't quite finished it because I had burnout.
So yeah.
I don't know if I'm like gonna just hurry up and finish Naruto first and then watch it, or just say forget it and just watch
and
it.
Just go to bed.
Yeah, because I mean it's not like they intersect anyway.
No. That's true. I don't know. Looking at I think it's a lot of stuff that's coming out, but stuff that I have no clue about. Like you could say, oh, I'm about to watch this, and I'm like, girl, I don't know what the fuck that is.
And honestly, I had so many things from the winter season that I was looking forward to watching that I haven't watched those things. Like Kaguya-sama.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's getting its third season this spring. I haven't watched that at all. So maybe I'll get caught up on that. Because like I'd be so engrossed with stuff that like I have to go revisit stuff.
Yeah, my thing is like I have like a lot of, I feel like I'm only looking forward to just, besides Spy Family, you know, Chainsaw Man and stuff, which that comes out in the fall. Yes. So I feel like what I'm doing in the meantime is just watching all, like, throwback anime series, like Bleach, and which...
You've been flying through that shit.
Oh, yeah. I love Bleach. Bleach is, like, my... It's my favorite anime, and I'm not gonna start the whole big three thing, but
it's okay. You can say it. Bleach is the better one out of
everybody. Bleach is the better one. I'm so sorry. I
was trying to say that to people, and I feel like people get so mad, and then it's like, I'm not trying to say that what these other two aren't good. Naruto is good, but I just feel like Bleach aged better. I feel like Bleach holds up as a better piece of work as I am older. Naruto mm-hmm. is an amazing series, but as I got older, I realized there are things that I do not like, and they hold up on whether or not like I choose to like. You know, if it still holds, it doesn't hold the same place in my heart now that I'm older. But it is good. It is good. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not saying that it doesn't. It's not good. It doesn't hold the same place in my heart. Like, it just does not. And also, One Piece is also amazing, but I haven't gotten far enough to
make those judgments on it.
Yeah.
One Piece has, I believe, like over like almost 100 books already, and I only got to book like 40-something, like 42 or something. I got like Alabasta, like a little bit past the Alabasta arc or something like that. That's like book 40-something. So yeah, I can't make a decision yet because I haven't seen the series in its entirety, and I'm gonna catch up. I'm actually going to try to start reading One Piece weekly, and so an attempt to not burn myself out as I usually do, because that's what I did with a couple series and I stopped reading them. I'm just gonna only read like maybe 10 chapters or so a week, that way I'm not like
overwhelmed. And
yeah.
One Piece fans eating good right now. I don't know, they are eating real good.
I've seen pics of Luffy.
I don't know what this means, but I'm happy for y'all because everybody's so fucking excited.
They are. It makes me so happy that they're excited. Like
me too.
And he looks cool, and I want to join them and being excited. Like
that's what I'm saying. I want to join in on the fun too. But that was some odd episodes. Oh.
And that's why I'm reading it and not watching it. Like, I feel like if I read it and then I can get into the anime and any season that I want. Reading it will also help you get through it faster, I feel like. Mm-hmm. Plus, if in order for me to binge something like that, they need to have it dubbed. And I don't know anywhere that has it dubbed past, like, season 8 or so, I believe. Or was it season 4? I don't know. It was some weird number that was not enough. And I was like,
I would hope that it's higher than that.
No, it was like a very, it was not enough dubbed. And I was like, you need to have dubbed. I can't binge 20-something seasons.
Yeah, no, that's very valid. All right, well, I guess that's it for this episode.
It is.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Thanks again, as always.
Yes, thank you guys so much for listening.
Thank you guys. See you guys next time.
And that's all that we have for you today. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to follow us on all our socials. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Anabaze Anime. You can even shoot us an email at anabazeanime@gmail.com. Again, thank you so much for listening. And remember to keep it sassy, messy, and weeby, just like we do. Simping included. Bye.